From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. South Korea takes steps to reinforce its sampling methods for inspection of U.S. beef imports after the discovery of an atypical case of BSE, or mad cow disease, in Florida. AgWeb.com reports the South Korean Ag Ministry plans to increase inspection samples from the current 3% to 30% for all U.S. beef imports. South Korea already requires that imported U.S. beef come from cattle younger than 30 months of age to reduce specific risk materials. Startup company Memphis Meat says future consumer meat products won't start in a pasture or feedlot, but rather in its laboratories. They're harvesting muscle cells from real animals and growing them into edible meat products. The company has been showcasing lab-grown poultry and meatballs and vows to have cost-competitive commercial products within 10 years. It also made a splash by securing venture capital funding from meat industry giants Cargill and Tyson. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has made consumer protection for fake meat claims one of their policy priorities. As the dog days of summer wind down, thoughts of winter start cropping up thanks to the good folks at the Old Farmer's Almanac, which just released the 2019 version, its 227th edition. Growing produce reports the authors reveal above normal temperatures almost everywhere in the U.S. will be the theme for the upcoming winter. The Farmer's Almanac reports the warmer than normal prognostication is due to a decrease in solar activity and the expected arrival of a weak El Nino. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.